Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
The Auckland City Council's Value for Money Committee has reported that the council exceeded its savings goals for the 2021-2022 financial year. However, there has recently been some controversy around overspending on cycleway infrastructure projects, with some Aucklanders claiming that the council's money is being managed loosely. For this week's fortnightly chat with Auckland City Councillor Pippa Coombe, we discussed the council's financial situation, as well as the alleged overspending on some cycleway projects and what might be going on. I began by asking Pippa what she can tell us about the current state of the council's finances.
Well, we've just signed up to the annual budget. The decision went through the other day and the Mayor outlined a lot of good news in speaking to that budget at the debate and when we went to vote. And I guess quite a few headlines in terms of savings, revenue and expenditure, and where savings, you know, have been made across the organisation and since amalgamation happened 10 years ago. So I can kind of go through some of those. So in terms of good news, I mean, since amalgamation, there's been savings of $2.4 billion that has resulted from the amalgamation of the eight councils. Council's debt, we do have a very large debt, but we've been able to keep that at a low debt-to-revenue ratio. You know, it's below kind of what's considered to be, would put us at risk in terms of our credit rating. So council has one of the strongest credit ratings of any organisation in the country after government. Our debt is about 17% of our overall asset base. And we're also looking at sort of year-on-year savings. So we met our savings target last year, in fact improved on that saving target, and we're locking in savings for this year. So, you know, I think financial prudence has really been the mantra of the Mayor and Esley Simpson, who leads the Finance Committee. But of course it's not all good news, because there's a lot of consequences of the pandemic that we're having to deal with.
We've seen some news recently about cycle path infrastructure development running over budget. Why do you believe this might be happening?
Well, a lot of the issue is that when we talk about a cycleway project, it usually isn't just about a cycleway. It's actually fixing the road for all modes. So, you know, it might be fixing the infrastructure utilities under the road, which we saw on Karangahape Road when that project there, it was billed as a cycleway project, but actually it was a full street upgrade. Improved the services underneath, extended footpaths, put in rain gardens, improved lighting, a whole lot of safety improvements, new crossings, and features that, you know, benefited everybody, you know, including, you know, bus lanes. So some of that is the increase in cost, is because all of that extra infrastructure is expensive and, you know, costs generally are going up around the construction. So the other thing around cycleway projects is that we're not doing the cheapest way approach, which would be to remove car parks and just use the existing road. So where we move curbs, where there's kind of pressure to keep car parks, that all increases the cost.
Obviously, these projects are quite expensive and they can take a long time. The construction can take a long time. Why is it still important, if saving is so important, to spend big on these infrastructure projects and put in all of this investment?
Well, the mantra is, you know, financial prudence, and rather than just trying to artificially keep debt too low, because the thing is that we have to borrow to invest, and we have this massive shortfall in Auckland where there wasn't the investment that had been done prior to amalgamation. So, you know, like Auckland City Council wasn't investing in the stormwater drains, the separation, and that's why we've got sewerage going into the harbour. And at the same time, we're trying to catch up on all that investment that didn't happen. And we're also having to respond to population growth. So we've got those big pressures, and we've also got to take an intergenerational view of how we invest. So we've got to be looking, you know, ahead and saying, know, we've got to be thinking about future generations and the infrastructure that they're going to need. And if we just only invested for today, it's going to cost future generations a whole lot more, which we know is going to be the case around climate action and climate adaptation. You know, there's this huge cost coming down the pipeline that's going to fall onto future ratepayers and taxpayers.
Cycleway infrastructure is something that tends to generate a little bit more controversy than infrastructure for cars, car parks, whatever else. Do you believe that fears around the cost of cycleways are overblown, or do you believe that the concerns are fairly valid and we need to look at how we can spend less to get similar results?
Well, I think, you know, cycleways for some reason really touch a nerve. I mean, people feel that it's having something taken away from them, and you do get the media beat up about them. But actually, investment in cycleways is relatively modest. You know, it's less than 5% of the overall transport budget. And if anything, we should be investing a whole lot more, because if you look at the bang for buck, you know, you have a benefit cost ratio for cycleway projects that can be up to, you know, 20 times the investment, which you just do not get with roading projects. So I do feel that, yes, it's a very emotive topic, but we've been coming at it, you know, the wrong way, and this is not sort of just a nice to have. Investing in cycleways and safer streets is good for everybody, and it's also, you know, we've got to increase our ambition around what we're planning for the future. We just don't know all of the micro-mobility that we're likely to see in the future that's also going to be putting pressure on our streets and on those zones that are safe.
So you've said that we need to increase our ambition in planning for the future. Given that the council has been running a pretty good surplus and has finances, it sounds like, in fairly good order, do you want to see some of these ambitions realised now? And if so, what would this look like?
Well, you know, at the same time, there's the good news around how council finances are being managed in a very fiscally prudent way, and all this data backs that up. But at the same time, we're under huge pressures as well, because we've had a big drop in revenue because of COVID. You know, you think about drop-ins, PT revenue, drop in the use of facilities and events and things. So, you know, council doesn't have a surplus or doesn't have, you know, the ability to be finding a whole lot more funds. But we've got to reprioritise, or we've got to, you know, seek government funding. And that's where we see with cycleways that a lot of the investment, if we put a dollar in, the government will add a dollar. So that's why it's fantastic with the climate action targeted rate. By raising that rate of about $450 million over 10 years, we get all the government investment that matches it, so that we end up with $1 billion to spend.
That was Auckland City Councillor Pippa Coombe talking about the council's finances and addressing recent criticisms of overspending on cycle path development.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.